The Merrimack River Valley Flood Control Compact is at the center of an argument between the two New England states. The 1953 agreement was approved by Congress after Massachusetts requested help from New Hampshire in managing the Merrimack River Valley floodplain. 18 New Hampshire towns gave up a portion of their communities to build a flood control system, and in exchange, the state of New Hampshire agreed to reimburse the towns for the lost property tax values. According to the agreement, 70% of that funding going to the towns would come from payments made by Massachusetts. However, in recent years, officials in the Granite State say that the Bay State has not kept up its end of the bargain, and with the national economy still in recovery, the small New Hampshire towns are in need of the cash. New Hampshire State Senator Andy Sanborn says that New Hampshire has recently only been paying the towns 30% of what they owe.
Massachusetts stopped paying money, I think, about 7 or 8 years ago. And New Hampshire, at that time, picked up the tab and started paying the whole amount. It was only in our last budget cycle that New Hampshire made the decision to not pay, not just Massachusetts' portion, but anyone's portion. After a little bit of finagling and jumping up and down to try and represent our little communities, New Hampshire is now paying New Hampshire's portion, but is not paying Massachusetts' portion.
Sanborn has written legislation that would make sure New Hampshire pays towns the full assessed amount regardless of what Massachusetts does.
To me, the compact says in our statute, it's 122:4, that the state shall pay the towns. And I read that as the state of New Hampshire shall pay the towns. So for me, there is a separation between the obligations of the state to our communities and the obligations between the state of Massachusetts to the state of New Hampshire. Where previous to that, everyone, frankly, in New Hampshire was looking at Massachusetts and failing to do their part and saying, why isn't Massachusetts paying us? It's a secondary thing to me that Massachusetts isn't paying. It's disappointing, there's no question. But the state of New Hampshire owes these communities money.
Under current law, Sanborn says that New Hampshire could take any reimbursements from Massachusetts as back payments until the full amount is caught up, which he said might not even make their way to the small towns. George Cummings is the select board chair of the small town of Webster, New Hampshire. The missing funds not paid to the town this year from the state led to a loss of about $19,000. Cummings said that while the amount may be small in the grand scheme of things, he's worried that the town will be caught in the middle and now cannot depend on the reimbursement money coming in.
For Webster, it's 7 or 8 cents a thousand, but this is in addition to other downshifting and then the slow economy besides, and I guess if it happens on this, you know, what's going to happen the next time the state finds its resources a little tight?
The Attorney General's Office of New Hampshire has said that if a deal is not reached between the states, the Granite State could take the Bay State to federal court over the conflict surrounding the 1953 compact. The Massachusetts Executive Office of Energy and Environmental Affairs released a statement saying that they hope to reach a resolution with New Hampshire. Spokeswoman Catherine Williams.
We look forward to continuing our work with our New Hampshire colleagues to address this important issue.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.